Once upon a time, there was a wise and loyal minister who served his king with unwavering dedication for 30 long years. His relationship with the king was one of absolute trust, so strong that the king trusted him more than his daughter. Over the decades, the minister's decisions had always benefited the kingdom, never once disappointing the king. Yet this loyalty came at a price. The minister's commitment often kept him away from his family and made him enemies among the other courtiers who envied his closeness to the king. They resented his influence and constantly schemed to tarnish his reputation. But for 3 decades, their efforts were in vain, until one fateful day when persistence met opportunity. The envious courtiers devised a cunning plot to frame the minister as a traitor. They fabricated evidence and manipulated the king into believing that the minister was conspiring with the kingdom's enemies to overthrow him. Without giving the minister a chance to defend himself, the king, blinded by the false proofs, sentenced him to death. The punishment was grim. The minister was to be thrown into a pit of ferocious hunting dogs trained to tear criminals apart. When the minister heard his sentence, he made one final request. "Your Majesty, grant me 10 days before my execution. I wish to settle my debts and secure my family's future." The king, seeing this as the last request of a dying man, agreed. The minister wasted no time. He went to the kennel keeper, the man responsible for the ferocious dogs. Offering him 100 gold coins, the minister made an unusual request. "Allow me to care for the dogs for the next 10 days. Intrigued and swayed by the gold, the kennel keeper agreed. For the next 10 days, the minister dedicated himself to the dogs. He fed them, bathed them, and played with them. He treated them with love and care, forming a bond with the very creatures meant to end his life. By the end of the 10th day, the once ferocious dogs had become his loyal companions. On the day of the execution, the minister was brought before the king and the courtiers. Bound and helpless, he was thrown into the pit of dogs. But instead of attacking him, the dogs ran to him, wagging their tails and showering him with affection. The spectators were stunned. The king, shocked and confused, demanded an explanation. The minister, calm and composed, replied, "Your Majesty, I cared for these dogs for just 10 days, and they refused to harm me. Yet, I served you loyally for 30 years, and you believed lies about me without giving me a chance to explain. Do you not see the injustice?" The king was filled with shame and regret. Realizing the depth of his mistake, he immediately pardoned the minister and reinstated him to his position. The conspirators who had plotted against the minister were handed over to him for punishment. Yet, true to his noble character, the minister forgave them, teaching the court a valuable lesson in mercy and justice. This story teaches us the power of actions over words. The minister did not waste his energy defending himself with arguments. Instead, he let his actions speak for him. In life, there will always be those who try to bring us down, but staying true to our values and demonstrating our integrity through actions will ultimately reveal the truth. Additionally, it reminds us to think before passing judgment and to give those we trust a chance to explain themselves. Relationships built on loyalty and trust are priceless, and they should never be destroyed by momentary doubts or external manipulations.